I have something I want to talk to you about.
Oh.
I kind of want to do a thing where we review all of my perfumes for the next couple days.
I was going to ask whether or not you wanted to mention on this platform about your new thing that you're doing.
I'm trying to discover a smell that I like.
Yes. And then, so start at the beginning.
I don't even know what the beginning is.
You wanted to find like the fragrance of capitalism, I thought.
Yeah, I mean that's a longer term quest, I think. But yeah, capitalism in all five senses is the ultimate goal. so yeah, that's bigger than this 3 minutes though. I have a friend.
Sorry, I didn't know that. I didn't realize that you were going the five senses of capitalism. That's a good book idea, by the way.
My friend Chloe does a podcast about fragrances.
Called Nose Candy.
And she took me to Scent Bar, and we smelled, honestly, too much.
Yeah, you came home pretty sick.
I was like, I got a headache, but it was like, also, by the end of it, I would try to get a smell, and I was holding these things, like, so close to my nose and just huffing as hard as I could and barely getting anything. And, like, I think I just burned out my nose.
I thought the point was that you smell a thing of coffee, and then you start on the new one.
I mean, you probably do, but I think we were also doing, like, way more than most other people mm-hmm. were, because it was, like, it was also my introduction to all of this stuff. Like, I've never worn a scent, ever, and...
Yeah, you're one of those weird men who doesn't have a smell. Like, yeah. you don't even have a musk.
No, I have a eucalyptus-scented...
ball sack.
Deodorant.
Oh, yes. But even your skin, like, doesn't... Yeah. You know, you don't necessarily... You're a very neutral-smelling man.
Yeah, so anyway, she came up with a list of ideas, and then we went and smelled a bunch, and then I came back with seven
little vials. Testers.
Yeah. And so yesterday
you tried...
Yesterday I tried Copper.
By Comme des Garçons.
Which is a really, like, weird company. But anyway, we won't get into the company dynamics.
Okay, I mean, do you want to say one weird thing about the company?
Just that they've been around forever. They have, like, 1,000 employees. They do everything. They're still somehow weirdly popular, and they've never taken investment, or, you know, they're just a private company, and they're, like, they're private in the sense of they own themselves, and also they are very private.
Right.
It's just, it's weird.
They're Japan-based, Japanese company? Japanese and French?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know anything about them except for their clothes are expensive. And yeah. and so you tried on this perfume called Copper by Comme des Garçons. I'm sorry, I keep saying it in French like a fucking douchebag. It smelled amazing on you. Like the way that it, I don't know what that's called, like the way that it diffused as the day went on.
Yeah.
Like it felt like it was right for you. It was like masculine, but like subtle. Like masculine, but not over masculine. Like sometimes there's really heavy, like leather tobacco smells. You're like, okay, we get it. You're a man.
Yeah, I think part of their whole thing with their perfume line is to be very
sort of unisex.
Unisex, yeah. And so I think some of them that I have are, I don't know, they run
the gamut
of masculine to feminine. But what I want you to do is tell me about them, but also to be open to the ones, even if you initially don't like them. Because
yeah.
I think, like, when we did, like, the initial smell, you had some really, like, strong negative reactions. But like, I'm like,
that's totally,
chance.
I know that that's totally different. Like, when you put it on the human body and, like, let it sink in over a day, it can be different. The one thing that I wanted to also give a 5, like, so the perfume yesterday so far is, like, a 4 out of 5 for me. But mm-hmm. I wanted to give you as a 5 out of 5 was, we've had this joke for a very long time about, like, your young girlfriend, Allison, that you go and, like, play video games with and so on and so forth. And I feel like Chloe's, like, the closest thing to that. And I'm excited.
I mean, we hung out once, but yeah.
I know, but then yesterday I was like, are you going to, do you think that thing's going to be a new friend? And you were like, I think it might be a new friend. And I was like, I was excited for you because I have, like, 800,000 male friends. And I
just hang out by myself all the time.
Yes, I just think that men need more friends. And I think that, and I like the idea of you having, like, a cool lady friend.
All right, so wait, so how do you rate the smell again?
I think it's a 4 out of 5. Like, how do you rate, a 5 out of 5.
How do you rate me making new friends?
5 out of 5.
All right, we'll call it a 4 just to give room for something.
It depends on the friend.
No, I'm saying the
smell. The smell. Depends on the friend.
Yeah, it depends.
Depends on the friend's smell.